This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. All this month, we're going back to the basics on Marketplace Money, those things you should know about personal finance. Today, investing.
I wish I knew how to invest and turn $1 into many more dollars.
Investing is something that I'm not, at this point in my life, ready to do. Maybe when I'm older, but right now I'm turning 22 and I'm not really looking to do the whole stock market thing.
To really know when you should maybe move or change something, you have to have a reliable investment advisor. And I have one and I trust him, but I mostly just leave my investments alone.
I mean, I'm young. I'm only 24 years old. If my money can sit there, and I mean, I've been around long enough to see the patterns of the stock market, so I see it's good right now, so I'm going to let it sit.
There's a lot of people, I mean, obviously, who with some very well-placed stocks can not have to work and continuously live off of that. So if you know how to do that, more power to you. I personally don't know how to do that. On Wall Street.
So that's one dream, investing in a few companies and just leaving your 9-to-5 behind. In reality, it doesn't happen so often. It's more of a long-term venture, putting your money somewhere it'll grow instead of disappear. And straight up, you should know this isn't going to be a show where you walk away with any hot stock tips. Instead, this hour is about the ideas and concepts you need to make choices for yourself. So let's start with two terms you hear all the time, active and passive. Both are key to understanding the investing landscape. We called up Justin Fox for a little help. He's author of The Myth of the Rational Market. Hi, Justin.
Thanks for having me.
I want to start with the basics here. Let's define the terms active versus passive investing. What are we talking about?
I mean, active investing is what people think of traditionally as investing, where someone picks the stocks that he or she thinks are going to go up more. And that's what most mutual fund managers do and hedge fund managers and all the rest.
So they actually know something about the landscape. They say, we think this company's undervalued. We're going to buy shares in this company.
Correct. Or, you know, it may be much less logical sounding reason like this stock has been going up for the last 3 months. We think it's going to keep going up, so we'll buy it. And passive means you just sort of decide ahead of time, either maybe you're going to own all the stocks in the S&P 500, or it can be pretty much any sort of thing you set up ahead of time, and then you just leave it. Or maybe you have automatic adjustments, but the idea is you're not making conscious decisions every day.
Can you walk through the arguments on both sides? Why do people say active investments make sense, and why do they say passive investments make sense?
The argument for active investing is that either you or someone you can choose knows better than the market where the market is going. Part of the issue here is some people do. There is actual skill in investing, and sometimes people are successful over pretty long periods of time in outperforming the market. So it's not complete nonsense to think that you could do that or somebody else could do that. As an individual, your big advantage is, you know, you're not a mutual fund manager. You're not having your performance checked every quarter and getting fired if you're, you know, way behind the S&P or some other index. And you could, in theory, stake out a sort of unique and against the contrarian investment strategy. The difficulty is, you know, most people are either both psychologically and just in terms of how much time they have to give to it, not capable of doing that very well. When it comes to actually hiring somebody to manage money for you, it gets in a lot of ways even harder simply because it's just so hard to tell whether someone has any skill. It's very hard to tell if someone's past outperformance is just pure luck or has something to do with skill.
And what about the arguments for passive investing?
The biggest argument for it is it's much cheaper. That an index fund isn't better if they're charging fees just as high as an active fund. The whole point of an index fund is that it should be super, super cheap. And they should be charging you a much lower percentage. It should be way lower than a percent, for the most part, per year to manage your money. If, on the whole, your active money managers are going to just track or slightly trail the market, and your index funds are going to do the same thing, but your index funds are charging maybe a percent less per year to do that, then if you invested in index funds, if you were a passive investor, you've come out way ahead.
So pay attention to those fees first and foremost.
Yes.
Now, the market has been on a bit of a tear recently, and I wonder what that means for active investors and passive investors. I mean, good for passive investors, right? We know things have gone up.
Yeah, I mean, and it's good for a lot of active investors, too. I mean, I think the biggest danger anytime the market's moving around a lot is that it's going to make some active investors look really brilliant when all they are is either reckless or lucky or both. And so it's actually, in a time of volatility, it gets even harder to judge whether an active investor knows what he or she is doing than in calmer days.
For the average person, you know, for listeners with just a little money to invest or some money to invest, how should they pick an approach?
I think you start with passive. You don't invest actively, either doing it yourself or picking active mutual fund managers, unless you have some reason to think that you can do it better than the average person. And I know we all think we're above average and the like, but I think with investing, it's possible to be honest with yourself. And sort of, I'm somebody who started out, I thought it was much more fun to buy individual stocks and buy mutual funds doing weird things. And partly out of personal experience and partly out of spending a lot of time researching the history of financial theory, I finally realized it's just dumb. I mean, somebody can do that well, but it's not me. And so if you're just starting out and you don't know where to go, you got to start out with index funds.
Justin Fox is author of The Myth of the Rational Market. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
We've got a discussion going on our Facebook page about your best investment advice. Roger writes, if you can't explain it to your friends and family in terms they understand, it isn't a legitimate investment, or you don't understand it well enough to invest in it.